Welcome back to Below the Herd. When I am your host, Ryan Antonio Henry, here with the homies, the team, the compadres, and we are here for episode 2 of Below the Hardwood podcast, live on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Music, and Google Podcasts. Just Google Below the Hardwood, you get the point. I am joined by my, again, team. Who are you to my left? I know you guys can't see this because you're listening, but who are you, sir?
Is that my name? I don't even know who's where.
Okay, Alan.
You can't see what you're seeing. It's Alan Shane Lewis. What's good?
And the other compadre.
And Dexter, living my Dex life. Hi, Nikki.
And again, we are Below the Hardwood here to talk the best in the NBA, as we always do. But in the last 24 hours, today being Sunday, June 14th, if you haven't been living under a rock, the NBA is back. The league has decided to continue the season, but in the last 24 hours, we've seen kind of chaos, because we have a crusader, somebody who's just not actually happy with seeing the league return amidst so much chaos, and obviously with the pandemic going and a lot of social unjust, a leader has risen, and Kyrie Irving is actually leading a bunch of players, a significant amount of players, who have come out and said, you know what, to continue the league right now, it's just not right. With so much going on, player safety, again, the racial kind of unjust that's happening in the world right now, he and many others feel that bringing the league back right now it's just not right. So to begin the show, I just want to get your takes to see how you guys feel. Do you want to see the league come back at this point? Do you feel Kyrie has a point? We'll obviously talk about the many other players that are backing him up, such like Steven Jackson, Dwight Howard, Carmelo Anthony. And then, you know, we'll look at it from the other side. Obviously, this league was supposed to – it's set to come back, but we don't even know what's going to happen right now. This could actually be postponed depending on the players and what they say. So to begin, Alan, what is your take on what the league should be doing? Should they come back? Should we hold off? Should we cancel the season? Does Kyrie have a point?
I don't know. I guess I'm torn. Like, as a fan, I would love to see the season come back. You know, I would love to watch basketball. But to kind of reiterate kind of Steven Jackson's point, it's like, yeah, like something like this is very distracting of what's like kind of going on right now. And it does feel like it's less important. And the people who, you know, really consume Black products and enjoy Black things, and are saying Black Lives Matter right now and all this and that, like, yeah, they're definitely going to get distracted from this movement and kind of just like, so I don't know. Also too, like thinking about like the white owners too as well, like they really haven't said anything. Like, I know that the NBA is like the most aggressive league across leagues. Like, it's usually on the forefront of coming as far as social issues, like letting the players wear those I Can't Breathe shirts. But, you know, once again, they're not necessarily on the front lines. They really haven't said a bunch of things and haven't set up for their players. So I get the concern behind it. I'd really hope the NBA maybe does some type of referendum or some type of voting and something to do with the NFL Players Association or the Players Union to see and figure out, like, what is the temperature? Like, do players want to do it? Or is it just players that, you know, are not necessarily going to be in the playoffs or don't want to play? Like, I'd love to see what the whole league thinks about it.
And Dex, just again, the last 24 hours, we've seen numerous players come out. Like we mentioned, Steven Jackson posted a cool video on IG just supporting Kyrie and just saying, hey, man, like, Steven Jackson's been on the front lines of this social unjust since the passing of George Floyd. Rest in peace, George Floyd. Dexter, what's your take on whether the league should actually even come back at this point?
First off, shout out to Steven Jackson and honestly Malcolm Brogdon. They've been doing a lot, like those guys on the forefront of this movement. And like Alan, I'm on the fence, to be honest. I do want to see the NBA come back. I get all the sides for Steven Jackson and Kyrie Irving, but I think about like they could also do some stuff while they're playing, right? They could also, they're going to be on TV. They're going to be, they could do a lot of things from their end. And if you look at the players that are actually protesting the game, it is Kyrie Irving. And like, he's out of the playoffs. He's injured, right? And if you look at Kyrie's credibility, I'm not trying to say anything, but he thought the earth was flat. I'm just saying that. And you're also looking at Steven Jackson. He's retired. You're looking at Dwight Howard, he's pretty old. I feel like he didn't stay in shape, maybe something like that. Carmelo Anthony, he's a lot older as well. But if you look at the bigger players, I'm not saying Austin Rivers is a bigger player, but if you look at LeBron James, he wants to play. I think he has something in mind of bringing something to the game on TV that could really help out this movement.
Yeah. And when I first, I'll give you my emotional response of when this sort of news comes out. When I first heard that it was Kyrie leading the charge of canceling the season, I was like, nah, you're just saying this because the Nets have absolutely no chance. You don't care. Obviously, you're not even playing. You're just like looking for anything just to kind of like stop the league. But then I really thought about it, and to be honest, and again, I'm sorry if this offends anybody, but we are dealing with like some racial issues. We're dealing with a lot of backlash, a lot of social unjust going on in the world right now, and I really thought about it, and guess what? The elephant in the room is that this league is what, probably 80-90% black people. They're black athletes that are playing mainly. And I had thoughts even, you know, like, why don't people just strike? Why don't people just, you know, stop doing what they're doing? And people then will actually see, you know, the people that they're killing, I'm sorry, are the people that are they're entertained by, the people that they watch day by day. So I even had like thoughts that, you know what, maybe they should actually just cancel the season, and maybe that will show people, hey, like something has to change. Something has to stop. This isn't right, to kind of just let the league go on, even with what's going on in the world right now. It's just, it does feel a little bit weird, especially with a league that's again, predominantly with black or African American, players. So I understand the point, and it just feels weird to celebrate and entertain when obviously protests are still happening. So it just doesn't feel right. But then you also look at the other side, LeBron coming out, and obviously we were talking about this off air. Pat Bev had that weird quote. I didn't know what he meant by it. It kind of was like a slight to say, hey, if LeBron says we're hooping. Yeah. like what? What
that, post, that post makes no sense to me. And then I went to on Twitter and I found it. And then people were like, rare W. And I was like, I still don't understand what this means. Like, I want to understand. Like, I don't get the context and what it means.
I really think LeBron has a plan, man. Like, he's going to use his platform like he always does. And I feel like he's going to do something big for it.
Well, yeah, if the NBA can figure out a way to kind of like co-opt the kind of the message with like Black Lives Matter and kind of just infuse it in this way to the point where it's like you can't ignore it, that would be something brave, or like maybe posting, you know, just setting aside a portion of the money that goes onto this to, you know, to different causes, and every time there's a commercial break, do something like that, just to kind of make sure we're not forgetting the issue at hand, and we're not like getting our eyes or, you know, unfocused from the task that's ahead of us.
Yeah. And again, there's quotes from players all taking different sides. I'm reading one from Lou Will here. We are fighting for radical change. Sports has been a healing factor, but in this climate, it's a distraction. And you know what? It might be a distraction. You know, people might just go back into sports, because it's not just the NBA that's going back. It's NASCAR is obviously in full swing. NHL is preparing for a comeback. That's a bit of a different league because it's predominantly white athletes in that league. So you have the NBA, you have the NFL, that's again preparing to start their league soon. So it's like, oh, are we just going to go back into normal and act like nothing's ever happened? Or can we use, again, the fact that there would be a lack of NBA basketball as a way to kind of, again, continue on the conversation with people? And instead of, you know, just pushing it to the side, okay, wait for the next radical or racial unjust to happen, and then we're just back, you know, where we left off. So just real quick again, Alan, sorry, I may have missed it. Did you want to see the league come back, or are you okay with it being canceled?
I'm okay with it either way. I feel like I'm really just on the fence of it all. I'd rather the players make the decision. I'm a fan, you know, but either way, I feel like it could be a distraction, or it, you know, I would maybe make it a way so it's not a distraction, but yeah. I'm open either way.
And Dex, your final take here. Do you want it back?
I understand any position that they take. Like you guys said, we're fans. We want to see the NBA come back, but if it means a bigger thing for it to not come back, then I'm with that as well.
And you know what? For myself, it's tough because I remember the decision when the NBA was first announced and it was coming back. I wasn't naturally, you know, like ecstatic as I normally would, because obviously what was going on and my mental wasn't there. But I kind of grew into it. And then now with this, just in the last 24 hours, you see all these players coming out. Some still in the playoff hunt, some doing this. I wouldn't be upset if it was canceled, to be honest. I wouldn't be upset. It's just a weird time in life. It's not even just the racial unjust. It's COVID. There's so many factors. You look at what they're going to do if players actually get sick, who's going into this bubble, how long are they actually really going to be there, you know?
Also, say like the Ron DeSantis is the governor of Florida. And Florida is one of the three states that just like COVID has just wrecked, and they haven't responded properly, and they've opened it early. So it's like, you think the people who can, like, they're not doing a good job down there too. So that's also a concern for the players. It's like the families could have to go there too as well. So as far as states that have their shit down, I don't feel like Florida has it down.
Yeah, Florida for quite a while now has been doing some, I don't know, wrestling that was deemed an essential business. Of course, they haven't really had many cases of it, so it's probably used as an example that sports can be back. But you know, there's just there's a lot going on, and maybe it wouldn't be such a bad thing for things to kind of get held off. And it just throws so much more questions into next season, because that schedule that the proposed schedule, if this all does happen, is kind of nuts. Like the NBA would be back. I'm just pulling it up here. The NBA would be back. Training camps would start for next season, November 10th. And the season are scheduled to start, as per Adrian Wojnarowski, December 1st. So you're going to literally rush the regular season, the 8 games that they have tentatively scheduled, plus the playoffs. They have to squeeze in training camps. Training camps haven't even started yet. So the season is hopefully going to end sometime again in what, October? And then they're going to go hard back again 2 to 3 months later in December and play again. So it's
when is the draft?
The draft they have scheduled for October 15th.
Okay. That's going to be weird.
Apologies. But, yeah, they got – I'll give you the full schedule here. So, if the league does continue, training camps July 9th to 11th. They got the 19-20 NBA season, the 8 games played between July 31st and October 12th. That includes playoffs. So, the champion would be crowned by sometime in October. And then they go right into the draft lottery August 25th. And then again, it's all over the place, but most of the next season would again start in October. NBA draft, October 15th, free agency, October 18th, and then training camps, bam, starting back again, November 10th. And then keep in mind, the Olympics are possibly still going to run. So players are going to be like, I don't know, like, like they're going to have to give up a lot. They're not going to be able to spend time with their families. We also still don't know the second and third waves of Corona. So it's an interesting time. So to be honest, I wouldn't be upset if it canceled. I think players should stay with their families, you know, be with your families, get healthy, rejuvenate. Let's hope that the second wave or whatever is going on with Corona isn't going to get worse. And then at that time, we're hoping that the protests are settled. There's actually some change and the players can feel better about going out in public and performing for people, because right now, just again, go on Twitter, go on Facebook, just see that people aren't happy. They're not happy with what's going on. Follow Steven Jackson on Instagram. This guy hasn't stopped. The CNN and people they're not really covering the protests as much as they were day by day anymore, because obviously it's not as crazy as it was, but Steven Jackson is still on the streets every single day, again, trying to promote change. And let's not get lost. Let's not all have, you know, just like bad thoughts about it. There has been change. Obviously the arrests have been made for some cases. Let's talk about Breonna Taylor. They're still looking to charge the cops involved with that. Unfortunately, over the last 24 hours, there was incidents in Atlanta and protests again have continued. And this is maybe why Kyrie is speaking out, but it's a day by day thing. And hopefully the league can come together and make the right decision on whether to bring the league back. And hopefully it's good for next year. To be honest, not to say that I'm moved on from 2020, but you're hoping that 2021, obviously with the league, hopefully in a better state, the world in a better state. I just feel like bringing it back would be too rushed, but moving on. Let's say, again, the league is back. We actually had a bunch of things we were interested in talking about before, again, the last 24 hours hit. There's a slew of players that you might not even recognize when you look at these pictures, but for example, is there anyone that you guys are excited to see? There's reports of skinny Mark Gasol, who's been working out, keeping in shape in quarantine. There's Jokic, who people have compared him to Kristaps or looking like Dirk because he's that skinny now. Any players that you feel are going to have an excellent comeback if the season is to return?
LeBron.
Always LeBron won this prize.
See what that COVID body looked like. See what how much weight he put on. Like that's a muscle up here, probably faster, you know?
I don't think LeBron ever stops. Like, when's the last time LeBron really had an off season?
Yeah, I don't think he took this time off. I feel like he's just been in the gym just working the entire time. So I want to see what type of shape he comes in, because I feel like that's going to dictate what happens in the playoffs if it were to happen, you know? What type of LeBron are we getting back?
The person I see coming back hard is honestly Russell Westbrook, man. I feel like he never sleeps. I feel like he never stops. I just want to see how he comes back, and I feel like he has one up on everyone. Just like his athleticism, his demeanor, just coming back to the court, I feel like he's going to be in the best shape out of everyone, including LeBron.
I feel like I'm done with Russell Westbrook, right? I give it to him chances.
Why?
He just does the same stuff over and over again, and he's just
hating.
I'm not hating.
You hating.
I just watching this man just do these chucks. You know, coming on like on switching on possessions and just pass the ball, dude. There's always someone.
I think he has the upper hand this time. He has the upper hand.
Are we finally going to say Damian Lillard is better than Russell Westbrook?
I've been in the Damian Lillard train for a while now.
After what Dame did to me and Westbrook last year.
I think I've switched over the year. I think I'm like he's doing more.
No, he is. Dame's a better.
Who's doing more?
Flat out. Better than flat out.
Lillard's doing more than Westbrook.
Yeah.
As far as
wins? No.
Do you forget?
Where are they right now?
Dame's the reason why Westbrook's a Rocket.
Where's Portland right now?
Hey, they got injuries. They
ain't doing nothing.
They got injuries.
What got injuries? Who, Nurkic?
Yeah.
What's Nurkic doing?
That's a big part of the team.
The Rockets have no center.
And whose fault is that?
The Rockets have no center. Morey. Daryl Morey.
Dame is the reason why PG's on the Clippers and Westbrook's a Rocket.
Yes, man.
Nah.
Pretty much.
He sunned them. What can you say to that? He beat him so bad he had to leave town. Like,
look at the resumes.
Yeah, he had a better.
Russ has an MVP.
Russ has been to
the finals.
And he grabs a lot of rebounds. He stack pads or he stat pads.
He just puts up numbers.
What does Lillard do? He just shoots from far.
He wins games.
That's what you guys look at. He shoots from far. He shoots from half court. That's what y'all in love with. Where's Steph Curry right now?
He's injured.
Ain't gonna get nowhere.
Listen. Dame, I'll take Dame over Westbrook any day. But
we'll see what happens.
Back to again, people that you're looking forward to. Do you guys think Skinny Jokic is gonna make a difference?
Who gives a fuck about Jokic?
Oh,
y'all hating on Jokic.
That's my
so no love for the Nuggets. No love for Skinny
Jokic. Oh, the Nuggets. The Nuggets are so. I tried with them. I can't. I don't believe that team. That team is paper mache. You wet it and it will break. They're not strong enough. They don't have secondary scores. They don't have defenders. They have an undersized power forward. Jokic can only do so much. Jamal Murray doesn't want it. What are we still talking about the Nuggets for? We should be talking about the Raptors.
All the time talking like
about the Nuggets should be talking about the Raptors.
Nuggets sound like Portland.
Every good thing you want to say about the Nuggets, the Raptors have done and are doing. So I don't know why we keep talking about the damn Nuggets. I'm tired of Nuggets.
All right, so do you guys think Marc Gasol looking the best shape he's been in since he's been in a Raptor uniform? Obviously, his competition is going to be in the East with Joel Embiid, and apparently reports is Joel Embiid's working out 6 times a week. I actually think Joel's going to be this – if, again, saying the league is coming back because it's not a guarantee at this point, but if the league does come back I think we're going to see a very good matchup if the Raptors meet up with Philly at any point. And Embiid, I think this is the year that he has to actually come out of his
Okay, we talk about Joel Embiid. He still has a handicap, and his name is Ben Simmons. And if you go back to the season, we all forget Joel Embiid had a 0 against Marc Gasol. I'm just throwing that out there. Yeah. And I don't care how good of a shape Embiid's going to be. If he sees Marc Gasol, he's going to be that crying face again. I'll tell you right now.
Also, the Sixers got worse. So why are we afraid of them?
Yeah. Tobias Harris isn't that guy.
They lost 3-point shooters. They didn't even have 3-point shooters to begin with. So they got.
They need to fire the coach. Brett Brown has way too many chances.
Yeah.
So the Sixers were kind of out of function before the league went on halt. But because the league's gone on halt for this long, again, it's going to be about 142 days since the halt from the return. It's allowed Ben Simmons to actually return healthy. And he's also in the gym working out. So he would actually be ready and prepared to play basketball again. I think you guys might be underestimating the Sixers just a little bit.
I think you're underestimating the Kardashian curse. And Devin Booker is going to get it soon too. But Ben Simmons won't be the same. Tristan Thompson wasn't the same. It's like Drake said, nothing was the same.
which one is Devin Booker dating right now?
Kendall, I think.
Oh my God.
Travis Scott hasn't come out with a hit since Kylie. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, of course. Outside of that, we've also got reports of players out of shape. And apparently my boy Luka in Dallas, well, he's actually in Sylvania, decided to chill a little bit in the offseason. But recent reports also have that as false, and Luka's hitting the weights. He's been in the gym. Kristaps is obviously still nursing. I don't think he's really nursing it anymore. I think he's fully healed. So Do you guys think the Mavs would stand a chance? Their proposed matchup right now, if everything stays the same as the Clippers.
I think Luka just has that body. He has that body type of a Paul Pierce, Zach Randolph. He has that thick body, but he needs to slim down.
But it works.
I think Luka needs to slim down.
It still doesn't works. Work. It still works. That step back is still hard. It still gets people. I don't understand it. But moving on. Let's say again, this obviously is a messed up year. The champion, whoever comes out of this as the champion, do you look at this champion funny at all? Is there obviously the asterisk question, but do you guys feel that this champion wouldn't be looked at the same way due to the shortened or halted season, due to Corona, due to everything that's going on, Dexter?
There is an asterisk beside it, for sure. I see asterisks beside any championship that has a shortened season. That goes for LeBron Miami, Tim Duncan with the Spurs, anything to get Kobe ahead. Well, I will give an asterisk too. So, yes, there will be an asterisk. Unless the Raptors or Lakers win, then we could blur that out.
I was 100% going to say that. Like, depending on which team wins, there is. If the Raptors win, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. Championship. You know,
they played 100 games.
Exactly. There are no asterisks, only championship risks. That's all I see.
They played through a pandemic? Oh, my.
Exactly. That's adversity.
But if
the Clippers win, I don't believe it. I'm like, this is how he's gonna win. This is, we're calling this the greatest of all time. Get out of here.
So Alan, your answer is depending on the champion.
Hell yeah, I'm a fan first.
What about you, Ryan? If the Mavs win the championship, Ryan.
Mavs, you defend.
No, I'm not looking at. I'm not looking at any champion funny, mainly just because if you won a championship with the fact that there was a 140-plus day break in between the last time that you played basketball and you're still able to come in and play, that's still impressive to me. The fact that there is a virus going on, it's not like, you know, some players are affected more by the virus. Everyone still has the same chance of getting it. Everyone's still in danger. So there's just so many factors into it. It's going to be an unfair league regardless. Like some teams are going to have an unfair advantage. Some teams aren't. Obviously the percentages are messed up and how they're going to do tie breaks. But when you look at like the league as a whole, I feel like a champion in this state, I think they deserve to be praised because the fact that they still ended up to win, they're still going to have to face LeBron. You're still going to have to face Kawhi. You're still going to have to go through the toughest competition. And they're still getting a training camp. Like the training camps are going to be a week or two. So it's kind of like a reset, but yeah, you could say continuity is screwed up entirely. But God forbid anyone does get Corona and God forbid it's a major star and they're forced to just leave the playoffs mid playoff. That would suck. But in the end, I feel a champion still deserves to be called a champion regardless of the situation.
I think we have to see how the next few weeks play out and see which players are going to sit out, which players are going to play. I think that's what the ultimate factor is going to be in the end of whether I give the winner the credibility of being a champion or not.
Yeah. And also, I feel sorry for the players who have been closely affected by this virus, like Karl Anthony Towns losing his mother and having to come back to play, go back to work, you know, essentially right after dealing with something as traumatic as that. And
I think the T-Wolves are out, but I got where you're coming from.
Yeah. And moving on, like that's another question. Like there's just so many downsides. Like what is the downside to continuing the season? You just mentioned it, Alan. It's like if Towns were still playing, it's like look at what he's been through. The same reason that the season has halted is essentially what, again, rest in peace, maybe corresponding with her passing. Obviously, the social injustice. Is there any other downsides to continuing this season?
Yeah, well, I think we've kind of talked about them. Just to a distraction, and what do we gain from it? I think that's a better question to ask. Like, what do we gain from?
What do we gain?
Yeah, I think that's a better way to kind of like, if we gain a lot, then go for it. But really, you know, you don't have to do this.
No. I think also, if you say you bring in a player and they have coronavirus and they infect multiple teams, and this gets pushed back even more, like, that's also a downside. I was thinking if someone who is out of shape gets maybe a career-ending injury just because they weren't in shape, that's also a downside. And, yeah. There's lots of downsides to this.
Not a lot of positives, but like, at the end of the day, the fans get something to watch, and then that's what it comes down to. People want sports. But like, look at LeBron's quotes and look at what people are saying. He feels that he can inspire change by playing. Obviously, you're going to see players kneel all throughout sports leagues right now. Players and coaches are actually in the NFL, even, are saying that they are going to kneel. And I'm like, wow, this is crazy. Words that Colin Kaepernick might get a job. So I, you know, maybe it's a good thing that this is possibly still going to happen. Naturally, obviously, a lot of these questions all happen. It just also matters if the league comes back or not.
Also, I was watching some soccer today, like the Spanish league, because they're back. And they have, like, fake fans with, like, fake noise. It's fucking weird, man. It's fucking weird. It's like, these aren't real people. Why is it? No, I don't like this. I'd rather just be empty as fuck and just play in an empty gym and squeak on the floor.
Knowing Disney, I feel like they put, like, fake dolls or something of, like, Ariel, Belle.
They've done that. Disney do. I can't remember which sporting event is, but they had, like, Pikachu and Snorlax.
So it's the Korean baseball league that does that.
Here's what they should do. They should have a picture of everybody who's been lost during the racism and all this different stuff, so you don't lose the message at every fucking game, just right across the court, so you don't fucking lose, you know.
That'd be cool.
You can turn away that way. Justice for Bianna right there, sitting there.
That's an awesome idea. Oh, no, for sure.
You're hired.
Are you listening, Adam Silver? Are you listening?
Imagine this. Oh my god.
Adam Silver's got a lot on this plate. But he's
nodding his head.
Spitting fire.
But guys, again, thank you for your thoughts and opinions on this. It's obviously touchy subjects. Right now, again, we still don't know what's going to happen. We're still waiting for reports to see if the league is going to come back. Please, again, you guys can find us everywhere on social media. Right now, we are going through a bit of a transition period. So depending on the league, if it comes back or not, this might be our last show for the time being. If it does come back, you'll hear from us soon. So you can reach us at Press Basketball on Twitter, at Press Basketball on Instagram. And of course, our Below the Hardwood page on Instagram is still active, filled with all the good highlights and clips from our YouTube channel. You can also check that on demand. We shoot hours of content that you can again review the best of Alan, Dexter, and myself throughout the years. And hopefully, again, if everything comes back to normal, we will be back shooting more videos for you guys and talking about the best in the NBA as we always do. Where can they find you on Twitter, Alan?
They can find me at Alan Shane on Instagram and the Alan Shane on Twitter. You can just Google me, you'll find stuff there.
And Dexter,
living my Dex life, live his name.
Living my Dex life. I'm not gonna lie. Every time I
that's
see
all
that,
I think goes,
ain't going back and forth between us.
See, I got a theme song already.
Every time I see it, I'm like, you know what? I'm mad. I didn't think. I want your name it's just fine. To have that. Hey, how do you come
get on? get that blue check mark.
that is blue check mark certified. And of course at RA Henry on Instagram, Twitter, most social media platforms. And
Ryan, you sound like an NPR person right now.
Sounds the like NPR person.
Oh yeah. So it's a good compliment. Your voice is like, it's like, and also, you know, just like,
I'll take that. And again, we're hoping you joined the conversation. Do you guys think the league should come back? Do you think there's a point? The good, the bad. I don't know what happened over there, but the good, the bad. Join the conversation. And of course, pressbasketball.com. We are hoping to get more stories for you guys and more interesting dialogue and conversations. But for me, Alan, and Dexter, thank you for listening, and we will see you sometime in the future.
Peace and love.
Bye.